The Lady Cats basketball team scored 61 points to defeat Greenville Friday night, 61-55. At the first of the season, did anyone think the Lady Cats could score 61 points without Desi DeBase, who's out for the season after knee surgery Friday? I asked Coach Jeff Chapman that question on KSST and Channel 18 TV's Saturday Morning Coaches Show, and he said he would have answered no. Coach Chapman had more to say.
These kids are trying to find themselves, and it's rough. We've asked girls to step up and be players that they wouldn't have to been, but that's the nature of the game. And I'm, as a coach, I'm so blessed to have them, for them to do some of the things they begin to do. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not satisfied, and I know they're not, and I'm gonna stay on them, and then they're gonna, you know, keep working. And in practice, these guys, they're trying to get accomplished what I'm asking them to do. They're working, they're there, you know, every time I ask them. So, you know, I can appreciate, you know, their effort.
Yeah. 61 points. That I was very impressed with that. And that just kind of, you know, you're trying to build confidence in this team. And you've said it over and over again. They have the talent. You feel like they have the talent. They just haven't figured it out. They haven't quite bought in, I guess, to the fact that they can really do it.
Right.
And a game like last night, that's bound to help to score 61 points. When a team puts 55 on you, usually you're going to be in trouble.
On the girls' side, yeah. The boys, they tend to score more. But I don't want to leave out the Mount Pleasant game on Tuesday. Same thing. We went up 20 at home and then wind up at halftime up 14. Then they fought back to tie it. You know, again, that hit to the jaw, you know, the Rocky movie, you know, and you get back up. And we're getting back up off that canvas and you know, slugging it out. And that shows character, and that's what these guys got to understand. It's not all about getting a big lead and blowing people out. It's sometimes you got to grind it out. You know, you got to stay with that, you know, I don't know, boxing, I guess 10 rounds, 12 rounds. You got to go to the full, you know. The
full thing, yeah.
Yeah, the full thing. And if it takes making a run, yeah. If it takes making free throws, that's what you do. You know, so you got to be determined. You know, we're having girls come up this morning at 11, and some of the girls, you know, after Christmas have been still coming, and we're still on that after Christmas, get some extra shots in and just doing some extra ball handling. And, you know, I'm looking out there. Sometimes we have two seniors out there and then a couple sophomores and a freshman, or sometimes three sophomores and two seniors, or sometimes it's no seniors out there and rest sophomores and maybe a couple juniors or one junior. So, you know, that's just great because, you know, we don't have five. You know, when we have five seniors out there, then, you know, you're losing those guys, and then you're not, you know, I can't say starting over, but you kind of are. But I was excited last night because they could have laid down and they could have said, man, Greenville's playing too good. And you know, you could say, you know, and it wasn't the calls or anything, because the calls, I thought the calls were fair in both ways. We got some breaks and, you know, they got some. So, you know, just easily for those girls to lay down, but they persevered.
KSST Sports.